Salvi Beisil holds that shtar writing the nigvois is lav kagabadami. No, a shtar, even though it's oimed, you're supposed to collect with it, but as long as you do not collect the money yet, we do not see it by you. It's still by the husband. So it's still in the husband's rishus. So therefore, now that the husband died, and she is still a soiter, we do not know if she's tor or not. So min ha-safik, from a doubt, she has no right to take away the money from the yorshim. That's the klal ha-moitzim mechaveroi all of araya. Therefore, Beisil says she cannot collect the ksuba. Then the Mishnah says, muberes chaveroi. So in the case where you married your friend, your chavir's wife, that's pregnant already. The first husband that died, they gave her a get when she was pregnant. And the locker is, you're not supposed to marry another wife when she's pregnant. Here he did. So the Mishnah says a few cases that loy shayseis, they don't drink. So the Gemara says like this. The machloikis is, so Rashi says, the pligi Reb Lezer v'yama yochol istacheres. Reb Lezer says, yes, that if she comes to Saito, she has to drink the me'amorim. Even though she's an akor, even though she's a kena, because Reb Lezer says that you have a right to stay married to her. I, the man, is supposed to have children. If he wants to, we'll marry another wife. So the Gemara says, machlekes, where is the machlekes pi akor as a kena? Only where the man now married an akor, later they can't have children, or else he married an old lady, also they can't have children. Then Reb Lezer says, still there's a parasha of soita here, because he has a right to stay married to her. If he wants to have children, let him marry another wife. Aval Islandis, but in the case where you marry now an Islandis, means a lady that was never able to have children, if so, divrei hakol le-shoises. Everybody holds in this case, she does not drink the me'amorim. If you marry the lady that can't have children, she's an Islandis, then the lacher is, even if she becomes a Saita, there's no din, she can't drink the me'amorim. And who are din v'loy loifles ksuba, therefore she does not get a ksuba, because she remains also. So now, Shenema, why? Because the pasuk says v'nikso v'nizra zera. That it says what? Then after she drinks the mehamorim, if she's pure and clean, that she did not do this nus, so then she'll be able to have children. It says v'nizra zera, she'll be able to become pregnant. So we dash in what type of a lady could drink the mehamorim? Mishadakal azria. Only a lady that's possible that she could become pregnant. But yotzazu, an islandess, goes out sheindakal azria. She can't become pregnant. Therefore, if the lady is an islandess, then there's no halacha, she cannot drink the me'amor. And this the Gemara says, Meisrei Habakashino, it says, Amakan Aliarusosoi, when a man, when the husband, gives kinu to his wife, that he only has kedushin, or else Lishamaris Yavim, in the case where the brother died, and the brother that's alive now, before he was Miyavim her, he gave a kinu and stira, Shaloye, is imad shaloi konso nistero, if before they made the kenisa, before the yavim was miyavim, or before the baal made nisuyin, there was a stira, the lacher is loy shoysa, then the arus or the shmeros yavim does not drink, but that's the lacher, she only drinks if she had her own husband first. For loy noitlas ksuba, who was it? She does not take a ksuba, because lemaisa, she's also lebaila. Since there was kinu and stira, she becomes also to her husband, and it's her fault. Therefore, she does not get a ksuba. But I told one of them, she cannot drink the me'amorim. What about now, muberes chaveroi? Let's say you're